uhlelo lwethu lanamhlanje olivalelisayo uPraxedes Jeremiah.
Zimbabwe, this is Studio 7 Live Talk coming to you live from the Voice of America, but we are broadcasting from our homes today because of COVID-19. I'm your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya. We are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C., as Star said, because of the COVID-19 pandemic, which the Minister of Health in Zimbabwe says currently there are some increased cases with 8,981 people having contracted COVID-19. We also have 261 deaths. And some people have caught COVID-19 and recovered, and these stand at 8,184 currently in Zimbabwe.
Yes, and according to the Minister of Health, again, Marvelous, we had 36 new cases in the last 24 hours, and Bulawayo had 24 new cases, Harare 1, Matabele South 5, and Matabele North 3. This is in the US here and in other countries. Mm-hmm. You know, the COVID-19 cases are going up. People are saying they are seeing the second waves, seeing that the deaths here in the US were 250,652, and the cases more than 11 million. Of course, we're going to be touching on other cases too. What's happening in Zimbabwe? How are people surviving during this COVID-19 pandemic? We'll also touch on what's happening in politics. How are women and children able to survive? We saw that there was also a budget presentation today in Parliament. We're also going to look at that and these and many other issues.
Star, we're also going to be looking at what's going on here in the United States, where there is an impasse between the handover of power from the Republican candidate, Mr. Donald Trump, and Mr. Joe Biden, the projected winner of the United States elections, and COVID-19 became a central figure when it came to this issue of the handover of documents. We see currently Mr. Trump is alleging that there was voter fraud. But there are other government sources that are saying, no, elections were free and fair, and Mr. Biden should be inaugurated come January 20. So these are some of the issues we're going to be looking at.
Yeah, okay. Kulabo abasanda ukusixhoma namhlanje sicubungula okuchiyeneyo lapha kwenzakala emhlabeni jikelele 19 le ekhona elizweni. Sibona ukuthi eZimbabwe sebezinkulungwane ezifika phose ichumi 8,981 asebele gcikwane leli njalo selibulele abangamakhulu amabili 261 okwedlula lelo nani. Sibona njalo ukuthi koBulawayo 24 abatholakale bele COVID-19 okutsho ukuthi lelo nani liyabe liphezulu kulawo okuthelelwana okutsha kwaleli gcikwane. Njalo ke eHarare bekuloyedwa, eMat South abahlanu, eMat North abangu-3. Njalo ukuze sicubungule lolu daba lwethu, sizabe silabanye abahlonitsha lapha abaningi esiyabe sixoxa nabo. Owakuqala ke esilaye umhlonitshwa wethu, I would like to introduce our guests. Now I'm glad we seem to have most of our guests already here. We have our guest Celestine Khabo. If you can briefly introduce yourself, and we also have our guest, the Honorable Nicole Brown from Bulawayo. If you can go ahead and tell us who you are, Celestine.
Okay. Hello, everyone. My name is Celestine Nyati. I don't know where you got Cabo, because that's my maiden surname, apparently.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm the National Coordinator for Southwestern Region Gender Network, a regional focused network that promotes gender equality and women empowerment.
Yes, thank you very much. And you can go ahead, Honorable Watson. We can't hear her. Oh, I didn't unmute you. You can go ahead now. Oh, well, we seem to have fun. Actually, Mark is your guest. What's the name of your guest? Because I can't see her here anymore.
Okay, tinokuchingamidza ine mufaro pano pachirongwa chedu paLive Talk. Ini ndini Marvelous Mhlanganya huye ndichitefenyura ndiri kumba pamusoro pedenda reCOVID-19. Nasi tichange tiri kutarisa zvakawanda pachirongwa chedu. Tichange tiri kutarisa nyaya yechirwere chedenda reCOVID-19 icho chatekeshera pasi rose. Uye munyika yeZimbabwe pari zvino tiri kuona kuti vanhu vari kubatwa nedenda iri reCOVID-19 vari kuramba vachikwira. Uyezve huwandu hwevanhu vawanikwa vachishaya kubva kudenda iri reCOVID-19 pari zvino hwakawedzera. Tinoona kuti bazi rezveutano rinoti pane vanhu 8,981 vakabatwa nedenda irori reCOVID-19 pari zvino. Totarisa kuti pane vanhu 8,184 vakawanikwa vachibatwa nedenda iri asi vakarikunda. Kwozouyawo vakawanikwa vachishaya kubva kudenda iri pari zvino vari pa261 deaths munyika yeZimbabwe. Saka ndo zvimwe zviri kuitika pari zvino. Uyezve tichitarisa kuti maactive cases zvinoreva kuti vanacho chirwere ichi pari zvino varivo vari pa536 pari zvino. Saka ndo zvimwe zviri kuitika. Uyezve tichitarisa kuti pasi rose yavanoti yeglobal figure panyaya iyoyi yedenda reCOVID-19 pari zvino huwandu hwevanhu vari kubatwa neCOVID-19 kana imo muno muAmerica huri kunzi huri kuramba huchikwira. Uyezve pari zvino pane vanhu vanotodaudzira 250,000 vawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedenda iri reCOVID-19. Tombotarisa kuti pasi rose huwandu uyu hwakamira sei. Bazi repamusorosoro reJohn Hopkins University rinoti pane vanhu 56 million vachidaudzira vabatwa nedenda iri, 1.3 million vakawanikwa vachishaya. Muno muAmerica mune vanhu 11.5 million vabatwa nedenda iri, 250,000 plus vachiwanikwa ivo vachishaya. Saka ndoimwe nyaya yanga iri kunetsa zvakare imo muno muAmerica. Umo tinoona pari zvino paine makakatanwa ekuwanikwa ivo matomo achibva kuna vaDonald Trump vanova ivo mutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica. Achienda kuna vaDonald Trump vari kunzi ivo pari zvino ndivo vakakwanisa kukunda musarudzo dzichangobva kuitwa. Tinoona pari zvino vaJoe Biden vari kuti vari kutoumba ivo hwaro hwekuti varwise denda iri reCOVID-19, vachiti zvakakosha kuti vawane ruzivo kubva kune avo vanga vari paCOVID-19 task force yavaDonald Trump, asi pari zvino izvi hazvisi kuitika. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatange tiri kutarisa pamusoro pezvazvo. Tichitarisa zvakare kuti madzimai vari kusangana nezvipi zuva nezuva muupenyu panguva ino yeCOVID-19, tichiona kuti pane zvinetswa zvakawanda munzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana zviri kutarisana nemadzimai. Star.
Yes, thank you very much, Marv. Let me put all the guests we have so that we see who else is coming in. And last time we tried to talk to Honorable Watson, the Member of Parliament for Bulawayo, but we couldn't hear her. Can you hear us now? I think something wrong with her audio, because anyway, I'll communicate with her as we wait for other guests to come in.
Yes, we're expecting Dr. Gwikwerere from Florida to also come in and weigh in on the situation regarding especially the U.S. elections and also the role of women at the moment when we look at what's going on all over the world, including in Zimbabwe.
Yes, and she's been here before. Right, in the meantime, you can go ahead, Ms. Nyati. Are you here? Well, I guess it's just the two of us. Yes, you can go ahead, Ms. Nyati. Tell us exactly what's happening. Last time we spoke to you, your organization was doing several projects to uplift women during this COVID-19. What are you doing now? You can speak in any language you are comfortable in.
Okay. Ngiyabonga Star. Ngapha eZimbabwe, ikakhulu kuma communities esisebenzelana lawo Nxa sikhangela nge-COVID-19 pandemic, umbhuqa, umatshaya bhuqe lo, sinanzelela ukuthi ku-affecte kakhulu omama loba ku-affecta abantu bonke nje jikelele, ikakhulu elizweni elinjengalakithi lele leZimbabwe, where i-economy yakhona vele is so crippled. Okokuqala, thina njenge-Southwestern Region Gender Network, a regional gender focused network that promotes gender equality. Konke sikwenzayo sikwenza sigqoke amagogoro se-gender. Realizing ukuthi there's been a tripled increase in cases of sexual gender-based violence during the lockdown. Iswejini kakhulu sisebenzelana lezi hlanganiso ezichiyachiyeneyo. Sinika information, sinika ulwazi, capacitating women and girls, men and boys, sibanika ama skills, siraise i-awareness nge-COVID-19 pandemic, kanti kakhulu bringing i-sexual gender-based violence le esiyibone imemetheka kakhulu ngalesi sikhathi se-COVID-19. She is bringing it to the spotlight ukuthi kukhulunywe ngayo. Kanti sikwenza lokhu, sikhuluma kakhulu emisakazweni yeZimbabwe. Sile Khulumani FM, where iSouthwestern Region Gender Network ekhuluma khona kakhulu, la ku Skies Metro, lapho esidinga khona ama-panelists, sikhangela abaphethe ngezomthetho, abaphethe ngezempila kahle, abaphethe even nge-sexual reproductive health and rights, sebenzelana labo National Family Planning Clinic, sikhuluma nge-sexual reproductive health and rights. Sincedisana kakhulu ukuthi abantu babanelise ukuxoxisana ngokubahluphayo, ikakhulu ngesikhathi lesi se-COVID-19, ngoba abantu kuthela phana nge-lockdown baba affected kakhulu in terms of their livelihoods, ngoba lapha abantu baphila kakhulu from hand to mouth. Ba kakhulu baku informal sector. Sinazelela ukuthi ama borders amaningi avaliwe eSouth Africa, eBotswana, abantu bekuvaliwe, kodwa khathesi njengoba sekuzavulwa nje, futhi sikhangelela ukuthi kutheswe during the easing of the lockdown, abantu bathe bagcwala indawo yonke nje ngoba befuna ukuziphilisa. Kodwa thina njengeSwedini siyasebenzelana futhi sibona ukuthi labantu futhi abachiwa ngaphandle, like people with disabilities, so bese sikhuluma kakhulu labo sibangenisa phakathi. Kodwa engingakutsho ngamafitshane yikuthi thina esikwenzileyo is to give ama skills to ama communities. Siba trainer, siforma lama structures kuma communities esiwathi ngama gender advocacy champions, kumba ama gender activists, ukuthi sisebenze sincedisana labo ukukhangela konke nje, be it social issues, legal issues, economic issues, psychological issues. Njengoba siyi network sisebenzelana lezinye inhlanganiso kuzigaba ezijiyeneyo. Njengoba si network sikhava iMathebeleni North, Mathebeleni South, Lawayo Metropolitan, Maswingo le Midlands.
Yebo-ke, hayi, kuyizwakala. Siyabonga-ke lokhu elikwenzayo. Before we can go to our next guest, I want to try and see if our other guest has also managed to join us. If I can just put her on. Right, while I do that, Mark, you can go ahead.
Aiwa, potri kunzwa zviri kuitwa nemamwe madzimai vanoshanda ivo nemadzimai vachitaura ivo kuti vari kushanda mukuedza kupa pundutso kumadzimai panguva ino yeCOVID-19 munzvimbo nharaunda dzakasiyana-siyana. Tinokuchingamidzai muchirongwa, Dr. Gwekwerera.
maita basa.
Mumbo tu zoo, shatuku kuona zviri kuitika imo muno muAmerica. Taka tarisa nyaya yedenda re-COVID-19. Panyaya yekuti vakabata matomu parizvino vaDonald Trump. Havasati vawanikwa vachipa matsamba kana kuti zvinyorwa. Zvanga zviri kuitwa netask force yavo panyaya iyo ye-COVID-19 kuna vaJoe Biden vemaDemocrats.
Ndinoona sokuti kungava kudzorera basa kumashure. Nemhaka yekuti ndodonzo rava Biden rokurwisa denda irori. Vakakwanisa kurirwisa nenyika dzese dzakakomberedza America nekuAfrica. Vanhu vanogona kubatsirikana. Asi ndinoona zvakare kuti kunyange zvavo vaTrump ari kurambirira namasimba. Chakanaka munyika inei ndechekuti matunhu ane utongo hwavo hwakapatsanuka kubva muhurumende. Ndakatarisa mwenzaniso kuNew York nezuro. Governor meya vakatonyora mwadi kuzvikoro zvose zvemuNew York City kuti zvivharwe nokuti vakati patova neumbo hwokuti pava ne 3% yekubatwa nechirwere cheCovid. Saka izvozvo zvinongotawo kuti vanhu vabatsirikane although vaTrump vari kusunga zvinhu kumusoroko. Mameya namagavena amatunhu ari kukwanisa kubatsira vanhu panyaya yeCovid.
Maybe if you can tell us that in English, what's your view on what's going on here in the United States regarding especially the transfer of power from a Republican candidate, Mr. Donald Trump, who's also the president, to the projected winner of the Democrats, Mr. Joe Biden, especially when it comes to fighting the COVID-19 pandemic?
The transition of power is not as smooth as all people expected it to be. Mr. Trump, of course, has a right to defend the vote. But in a way, it's blocking the progress in as far as the research in COVID treatment is concerned. Because we realize that there are certain companies that already manufactured injections, and these are still on trial stage. But this could have been expedited if Mr. Biden had been roped in and was working with Mr. Trump. And on the prevention of COVID, I'm glad that mayors and local authorities have the right and powers to control situations in different states. And I was giving an example of New York State where yesterday the mayor shut down the schools. They are going on virtual learning until further notice because of the escalation in COVID cases.
Maybe tombodzokera hedu kunyika yeZimbabwe. Muchitaura nevari kumusha, pane zvinetswa here zviri kutarisana nemadzimai panguva ino, panyaya iyoyi, panguva yeCovid-19 inoyi?
Zvinetswa zviripo kunyanya kumadzimai. Asi tinoda kupa kutenda kumunyarikani wedu wabva mukutaura kuti vari kutoshanda nesimba kunyange zvikwanisiro zvisina kunyatsowanda. Asi tiri kuona kuti vari kubatana mapazi akawanda mukuedza kudzivirira chirwere cheCovid. And ndinoona kuti madzimai ndisu tinonyanyoshushikana nemhaka yekuti tine vana. Vamwe vana vedu vanogona kunge vakaremara panyama physically, vamwe vanenge vachirwara nezvirwere zvepfungwa, vamwe vaine zvirwerewo zvinoita kuti vana vasakura zvakanaka zvakaita seautism. Vana ivavo kuti vanzwisise kuti unopfeka mask zvinonetsa, uye vamwe vana masensory issues wokutoti hakwanisi kuipfeka nokuda kweutano, utano hwenjere nomumviri mavo. Saka madzimai anotarisana nedambudziko guru kuna vana baba.
You can say that in English before we go to our next guest.
I want to appreciate our guest for the efforts that she's making and other women in Zimbabwe towards the control of COVID or towards the awareness of COVID. despite the lack of resources, we really appreciate the great job they are doing. And I'm saying women usually face a lot of problems because we have children in our homes. Some children have developmental disabilities like autism, which results in sensory issues. So the kids cannot put on a mask. It's highly irritating to them. And they don't at times understand why they should be covering themselves. So women are faced with more problems because they are the caretakers of the family.
Thank you, Star.
Yes, thank you very much. That there is our guest, Dr. Kwekwe Were, a political analyst in Florida, and she was telling us ubesichasisela ke lapha ngokwenzakalayo ukhetho lweMelika nokuthi kudonselana lokho phakathi kamongameli Donald Trump nomnumzana Joe Biden kungavisela njani ilizwe emuva. Yebo ke, marvelous. We will take our next guest now. Let's see if we can bring him. Yes, good afternoon, Ms. Watson, if you can introduce yourself. I hope we'll hear you this time. Well, we still have audio problems, so we still can't hear her. Anyway, whilst we're still trying to get audio, we'll go ahead with Ms. Nyati. You explained to us what you were doing concerning the women in COVID-19 and families. Ungasichazisela ukuthi inhlelo zenu lezi ziyaphumelela na?
Inhlelo liyangizwa? Hello.
Yakuzwa kuhle. Usichazisele ukuthi inhlelo zenu zonke lezi eliziqhubayo emphakathini ziyaphumelela na?
Inhlelo zethu ziyaphumelela ngaphandle kokuthi kwesinye isikhathi sisuka siphazame ngama-resources angeneliyo, kodwa siyazama ukuxhasana kakhulu labanye ukuthi inhlelo lezi ziphumelele. Ikakhulu inhlelo sinanzelela ukuthi sizathola ukuthi ulwazi oluningi kuma-urban areas luyabe lukhona kakhulu. Abantu i-rural folk abasemakhaya kunzima kakhulu. Nxa sikhangela nge-COVID-19 pandemic, emakhaya it's business as usual. Nxa sifika khona siyazama kakhulu to mainstream i-COVID-19 ukuthi sibatshele, siqonqosele ukuthi abantu bagqoke ama-masks, kube le-social distancing. Kodwa ngenxa yokuthi impilo ivele inzima eZimbabwe, uzathola ukuthi omama sokumele baye ezibhoraneni baye kukhamanzi. Isibhorane phela sibanjwa ngabantu bebaningi beduzeduzane, sokumele baye kuyiwe ngaphi ngaphi. Ikakhulu kunzima emakhaya ukubona kusenzakala i-social distancing. Kodwa ngitsho lakho la kuma-urban setups, uzathola ukuthi kwesinye isikhathi abantu bayayigqoka imask okwesikhatshana bese bephinda futhi beyikhipha. Ngizule ekuqaliseni sikhuluma lapha ngama-statistics ukuthi as it is khathesi koBulawayo, as of yesterday bekuyi-1,858 abantu asebekhanya beleleli gciwane likamachayabhuqe. IBulawayo kakhulu ngenxa yokuthi futhi iduzane South Africa silabantu abethu abaningi vele abazama ukuziphilisa bese bekuma neighboring countries e-South Africa. So yikho kwenza ukuthi sibone ukuthi igciwane leli koBulawayo liba liningi. Ncedisane labangapha eZimbabwe kanti kakhulu koBulawayo. So ke inhlelo ukuphendula umbuzo wakho, to a certain extent ziyaphumelela. Siyaphusha, siyazama sibili ukuthi inhlelo lezi zifinyelele ikakhulu le ma-reserve, ukuze labo ngoba bale right to information, labo babe lolwazi, labo babe lokuthuthuka, labo mama baphatheke, kube lokulinganiswa kwamathuba kukho kuma urban emadolobheni lasemakhaya.
Manje lapho ke inxa lisebenza nabesifazana bayeza yini ngobunengi babo ukuthi bezophatheka kulezi nhlelo.
Abesifazana bayabuya ngobunengi bawo kakhulu nxa bekwazi ukuthi nxa kuzaba le workshop bazathola kuyimbijana kumbe ukuthi bazakudla bazathola lokudla kunzima emakhaya kodwa ukubuya bayabuya ngikhuluma nje izolo besisemaphisa sisenza illegal clinic lapho sibiza khona ama service providers sibiza be social welfare sibiza ministry of health sibize amagqwetha ukuthi omama babuye bazozwisisa ngokupha ngiyaxolisa ifoni yami bese
ngiyakwazi ukusathi belise maphisa babuyile yini ngoba sibona ukuthi ama traveler in south yikho lapho kunye kulama cases aphezulu khona
babuyile sibili sisebenzelana lama lenkokheli lama local lama local leaders local authorities babuyile sibili abanengi ngoba besilo metron wemaphisa ngokwakhe ebanika ulwazi ngezempila kahle ukuthi omama bazivikele kanjani siyabe sisezela ukuthi babuye babe able to access ama services lawo nxa sisenza khona lokho esikuthi the mobile legal clinic sibise ama service providers ndawonye emaphisa babuyile sibili omama kodwa okungani kusuke kungani kuyasithamuza kancane ukuthi intsha ihambela khatshana intsha babe bebalutshwana kodwa abanye omama labo gogo labanye abakhulileyo babe bekhona kodwa intsha babe bebalutshwana.
Yebo ke njengoba lapha ke uzwile sikhuluma ngokuthi i-youth election bale ndaba layo yini abantu khona ngapho bayalulandela kumbe hayi kunenge ukuba fakileyo.
Sorry, come again. Belandela i
ukhetho lwangapha olwemelika bakhuluma ngalo abantu khona ngakho bayakwazi ukwenzakala bomongameli Donald Trump nomnumzana Joe Biden kumbe hayi abakwazi.
Yeye bayakwazi kakhulu ukuthi ikhathesi ngenxa ye social media le izinto abantu bayalandela kakhulu bayabona bayalandela sibili konke okwenzakalayo kuka Joe Biden lo Trump.
Yebo ke hayi
bayaxoxa ngakho futhi kakhulu even okuhle ukuzwa kukhulunywa ngitsho lasemaphandleni.
Yebo ke hayi siyabonga mavude. I was asking if all these women they go to rural communities to talk and other people in town, are they following what's going on in the US US elections? And she says yes, with social media people are aware that this and that is going on. And there are some who follow even more closely. But most importantly, the organization is helping women, especially in these days of COVID-19, to cope with most of the struggles. Over to you.
Umsakazo weVoice of America osakaza kuzwekazi leAfrika okugoqela eZimbabwe ususebenzisa isatellite SES 5 kuband leC band. Nxa lifisa ukuba kwazi okuningi ngalokhu, ngenani ebulenjini beinternet livule ikhasi leVOA Ndebele elithi www.voandebele.com. Okunye uza kuthola ebulenjini bokuxhumana obeFacebook kuVOA Ndebele nakuTwitter kuVOA Ndebele. Saqhubekela phambili silethulela indaba ezilohlonzi ngendlela esiphakeme.
Dr. Gwekwere yapi senya right manje kathi sikunyatsokukonai. Tirikunzwa kuti pane madzimai kunyangwe vari kumaruvawo kuZimbabwe vari kutotserawo zvirikuitika imo muno muAmerica. Munoti vangadzidzei pane zvavari kuona zvirikuitika muno pamaelections aya?
Pamaelections madzimai ndinovimba kuti vanganzwa kukurudzirwa kuti navo vatore mukana wokumiririra madzimai sezvakaita amai Kamala vakakwikwidzavo. Saka ndinofunga kuti tisaure mwoyo samadzimai ikoko kumusha. Vanhu vanofanira kungoramba vachiedza kuti vamiririrewo matunhu avo, vamiririrewo even hurumende kutora zvinzvimbo zvapamusoro. vachikwikwidzana navarume ivavo ende vachibva vahwina futi.
Asi tinoona madzimai kazhinji kacho vanoti ivo vari kumbunyikidzwa kodzero dzavo kana vachida kuti vapinde muzvinzvimbo izvozvi zvepamusoro zvingave zviri kumabasa kana ipapa kumatongerwo enyika. Mudzimai anobva atotaurwa mazwi asingagoni kuti taataure ipo pano kana kunyombwa kana kuita zvimwe zvakadaro. Zvii zvimwe zvingaitwe kuti madzimai anyatsopinda muzvinzvimbo izvi nemutsindo?
Ndinofunga kuti ma-awareness campaigns anoita sokutaura kwaita mamanyati kuti vanofamba vachibatana nemapazi ehurumende anoita eutano ezvemitemo kuti tikashandisa gwara iroro kuti vanhu vapiwe chenjedzo noruzivo rwokuti vazvimiririre. Zvekarewo tozokurudzira iwo madzimai agara akatopinda muzvinzvimbo zvemuhurumende kuti nawowo audze vana baba vari kumusoro ikokoko vakabata nyanga ikokoko kuti madzimai ngaapiwe mukana.
If you can just say that in English, that what are your views when it comes to what women, especially in Zimbabwe, can learn from this just ended election here in the United States when it comes to women?
Women can learn that they can also take leadership positions like Mrs. Kamala did. She was contesting against a gentleman, but she came through. So it should be an encouragement to them. And then when we come to the issues of women not having so much equal rights in governance and leadership positions, I was suggesting that leaders like Mrs. Nyati, who is here on the program, who has been spreading issues of awareness as far as COVID is concerned, and she has been working together with legal teams, health teams. Through that, we can also send a message to women that it's their right to go for leadership positions. And then the existing leaders that we have in the government, mm-hmm. could be female ministers, female MPs. We encourage them to lobby for other women and to convince the men that they are sharing leadership positions with, to allow women to take leadership roles too, and to stand against violence against women and brutalization against women.
Yes, sir, because we've seen some of the women that actually do want to get into politics alleging that there is a lot of intimidation and that the, you know, situation at the moment is not conducive. What would you urge those, you know, in power, especially the government, to do when it comes to such issues where women are crying out?
I would encourage the government to treat women in a more civilized way, mm-hmm. not to sexually abuse them, not to brutalize them for being political or for them being having an aspiration to become leaders. Like we have seen some women that have been really violated in ways that we cannot speak about on this platform. Mm-hmm. So I urge the president of Zimbabwe and the whole leadership, church organizations, all organizations that are influential in Zimbabwe, to respect women and to give them the right support for them to take leadership positions.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. There, while we're waiting for Star, maybe just go back up to the importance of having Kamala Harris as the deputy VP to the incoming projected leader of the Democrats, Joe Biden. What is the significance of her taking that office?
It is quite important because she's a person of color, because she's not a Caucasian. So her having black blood in her encourages us blacks too to take leadership roles. And she is an immigrant. Her parents are from Jamaica, I think, and India, if I'm correct. So this encourages other people who are immigrants in the States, or even those that are in Africa, to say if they had a chance to come here, they could also take leadership roles.
Topinda murimi rwamai kuti zvakakosha sei zvatakaona zvichiitika imomo muno muAmerica kuti amai Kamala Harris vanova ivo mudzimba ivo kutanga kunge vachibata chinzvimbo chekunge vari vatevedzeri vemutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica pachapinda vaJoe Biden vanenge vari kutonga vachibatsirwa nemudzimai. Zvinorevei izvi kumadzimai vanenge vakateererawo nevamwewo zvavo, especially vana vasikana vechidiki?
Tinokurudzirwa kuti chero tisiri zvizvarwa zvomuAmerica, asi kana wangowana mukana wokuti uve mugari womuno munyika, unowanawo mukana wokuti uwane utore zvinzvimbo zvokutungamira kana uchida, kufanana zvakaita namai Kamala, kuti hachisi chizvarwa zvazvwa chomuAmerica, asi vabereki vavo vauyi vakatobvawo kunana Jamaica, baba mai vachibvawo kune imwe nyika. Saka isusu tinokurudzirwawo kuti vana vedu, kunyanya ivo vaZimbabwe vari muno kana kuti vachada kuuya muno, ukauya muno mukana unongouwana wokuita zvaunenge uchida kuita, tsigiro yacho nezvikwanisiro unongozvipiwa.
Thank you so much. Star. I'm not sure, Star, we can't hear you.
Yeah. Yes, it's interesting that the doctor was talking about the MPs and other leader people in leadership position. We do have a member of parliament for Bulawayo now, Honorable Nicole Watson, with us. She's joining through the phone. Hope you hear her here. Good afternoon, Honorable.
Well, it's evening here. Good evening, everybody.
Oh, thank you. Yes, if you can tell us, if you can briefly introduce yourself before we move on.
Okay, I'm the member of constituency member of parliament for Bulawayo Central constituency, which is the three wards in the main part of Bulawayo, Ward 5, Ward 1, and Ward 2, right from Criterion Waterworks across to Bulawayo Airport.
Yes, we see that a lot is going on there today in Zimbabwe. We have the COVID cases and the new infections are said to be rising in Bulawayo. What is the situation like?
Well, yes, there is that being said. However, the bulk of those new cases are at Johnstown of attendance, because the cases arrived when more than just the examination classes were introduced to the school.
Oh, yes. And so in other words, why would you think the cases are also rising in the city? It's apart from much south, where some people are coming from other countries, do you think people are no longer following the regulations?
Well, I think that to a large extent, people are finding it difficult to abide by a lot of the regulations. Public transport, for example, is a disaster. Zupco buses are not coping. In any case, are packed full. Zupco combis are packed full. Might be sufficient for onward transmission. Plus, the water shortage. The water shortage is not just in Bulawayo, it's across the country. But in Bulawayo, it's become particularly acute. And therefore, how do people wash their hands? Wash their clothes, which it can be a method of transmission. A dirty mask, then equally.
Yes, thank you. And moving on to Parliament, we saw there was a presentation today. Were you in Parliament today, and what do you think about it? Are those policies going to work?
Well, so it's the whole debate on the budget that is ongoing. So we're not physically in Parliament. The majority of the MPs are actually linked to the debates and are on Zoom.
Okay. Yes, and
because of concerns over being in a crowded space and COVID.
Yes, but from what you have heard so far, what can you say about what's going on?
Well, so there are a lot of questions surrounding the minister's assumptions. One of the biggest ones with regard to water, for example, which is a key issue in Bulawayo, is that there will be a good rainy season. Well, to me, that's a bit like gambling. There's no guarantee. And as yet, although there's been rain around Bulawayo and there's been some rain, there certainly isn't anything that feels like we're heading towards a good rainy season. The other problems for me revolve around how are we really dealing with corruption? How are we really dealing with the public debt, which is overwhelming?
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about growth in the mining sector. That it seems really very, very, I don't even know how to describe it. It's not a happy thing that there are slanging matches, counter-accusations and accusations. It's undignified. It's very undignified.
Yes, and what about the prospect of having the first female vice president? What does it mean to women?
It's great, and it's a very exciting thing. And I certainly hope that Kamala Harris will certainly do a very good job. And I believe, I'm not very up on American politics, I have to say, but I believe that the job of the vice president is pretty hectic.
Yes, and
in fact.
Uh-huh. But then looking at in Zimbabwe, what would you say about women in leadership positions? You see, in parliament there, are the women taking most positions at the top there?
Sadly, despite the 50-50 requirement in the Zimbabwean constitution, at all levels of government, there's not a 50-50 take-up for sure, and there's not much will to actually get 50-50. I mean, the constitution is quite clear. Now we're even talking about extending proportional representation because it hasn't given parliament or anywhere the 50-50. But it's because there's a lack of will, in fact, to implement rather than extend or legislate in other ways. It's a matter of the constitution says it should be encouraged and done. It should be being encouraged right in school to come up into leadership positions, whether they're business, whether they're parliament, whether they're government offices, local councils. But quite honestly, we are lagging behind on that front.
All right. Thank you very much. We'll be coming back to you shortly. But in the meantime, Dr. Gwekwerere, what do you say about what the Member of Parliament for Bulawayo Central, Nicola Watson, has just said? Let me unmute you, sorry.
Yes. I want to thank Honorable Watson for all the efforts he's making to make things function well in Bulawayo. I remember since I was in high school, there was water trouble for Bulawayo, and there was this Zambezi project. I can't remember very well. Things have been wrong for a long time.
Oh, wait, we have an echo. I'm trying to see where it could be coming from. Marv, I can't really get you on the picture yet, but whoever has an audio that's up can now... kind of switch it up or reduce the volume. Okay, you can go ahead, doctor. Maybe you can this time.
Oh, thank you. I was just saying I appreciate the efforts being made by Honorable Watson to make things run smoothly for Bulawayo. And I was saying the water trouble for Bulawayo has been long-standing. When I was still in high school, I remember there was something like the Zambezi River Project, something to do with getting water to Bulawayo. So if we haven't done that by now, it means the government has really to put their act together and help the people of Bulawayo, because we need water, because there is no way people can survive hygiene-wise, even, with this COVID. People need to stay clean. And what she said about the representation of women in parliament, in the Zimbabwean parliament, it's really a sad story, because I feel like these men feel they are feeling sorry for us, therefore they are roping us in. though we might not qualify. So I don't really know how to fix this problem, but I see as if some people won't respect the women that get the MP positions through this deal of proportional representation, because they think like they just walked in without deserving it. So I don't know how we can make women really aware. Women go out to the villages, women go out to their neighborhoods and prove that they can stand for their causes so that they get elected and respected in those positions. Yes, thank you.
Thank you very much. I think Honorable Watson can come in there to what you said, what Dr. Kwekwerere has just said about maybe men feeling sorry for women and them having to fill these positions.
Well, I don't know about men feeling sorry. I think that unfortunately there is a very patriarchal attitude in Zimbabwe. But I've always been reluctant to say that's an excuse. I think that the problem with the proportional representation MPs was that they came to Parliament with no, I mean, I was a proportional representation MP from 2013 to 2018. And the thing was, they had no role. We had no role. There was supposed to be, the proportional representation MPs were supposed to be part of provincial councils. Provincial councils have never been actually at that part of devolution and the constitution have never been activated either. So then they needed a role. So what should have been their role would have been that the ones who did it in that 5-year period should have done as I did, graduated to constituencies. Unfortunately, the way political parties work and the way things are done, that didn't happen. So where or how do you correct that? I'm at a loss personally to know how it will be rectified. And I don't believe that quota systems work. I really don't believe in them. So that to continue with the quota system without giving the proportional representation MPs the role in terms of a legislative report back role, does it help? I don't know. And as far as the water for Zambezi goes, can I just say, government are building the Gwashangani Dam, which they say is the first part of that. It is only 39% complete, despite the fact that they promised it would be complete by the end of 2019. So, yes, Bulawayo is in a dire situation, and there are very few solutions at hand.
Yebo ke, siyabonga. If you can keep holding, we'll come back to you. Uthini ngakho lokhu konke okuthiwoyo nkosazana Nyathi okukhulunywe nkosikazi Watson?
Okukhulunywa ngu-Honorable Watson kuqakathekile kakhulu, ikakhulu indaba yamanzi. Siyakhala sibili ukuthi the government must come up with practical measures to ensure that omama have access to clean and potable water. No, but there is no way we can say sikumelana le corona kodwa kungela manzi abantu bazageza ngani. As it is khonapha sikhuluma nje eluveve kube labantu abafileyo abanengi bakwaba le typhoid ngenxa yamanzi abuya esengcolile ngoba amanzi ayahamba for weeks yet kubomama vele kuyabe sokuyinto enzima kakhulu ukuthi bahlale for weeks without water. Kanti futhi lokuthi okukhulunyilwe even ngu-Dr. Kwekwerere ukuthi kuqakathekile ukuthi even i-government yethu eZimbabwe ibone ukuthi iyanika omama i-support to become leaders babe ngabakhokeli, kungaba ngathiwa nje bayazwelwa ukuthi kumele babe ngama-leaders. Sikhangele osokwenzakele ngo-Kamala Harris. Kuqakathekile ukuthi omama bakhuthazwe labo bebe able to take up leadership positions. Kanti i-access to basic commodities, kuqakathekile ukuthi abantu bangakhanyi behlupheka kangaka. For years we have suffered in Zimbabwe trying to make ends meet, siphila from hand to mouth.
Yeah.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
You can go ahead, Dr. Kokerere, if there's something you want to say.
Most of the things have already been mentioned, but there's really need for people to come together and rescue the city of Bulawayo. And it's unfortunate that the place where COVID cases are also escalating, and we have no water, we have nothing there. So I think even the listeners could also chip in and give ideas to Honorable, our MP Watson, on how to help the people of Bulawayo. They really need our support.
Yes, thank you very much. What do you say to that, Honorable Watson?
Yes, I would hope that everybody should come together. These are issues that affect everybody. And the economy of Bulawayo has been affected for very many years, as the contributor rightly pointed out, and the burden of the economy, or the downfall of the economy and the poverty, is hardest on women. And particularly in Nairo water, and we are where we are, not much further forward, I'm afraid.
Yes, thank you very much. I'm trying to get Marvelous back on the program. And Doctor, I would request you to log in again, because your profile is doubling up here. We can't get you clearly, but you can come up. Right, as we're trying to get the doctor back, because her profile here is doubling up. Oh, yes. Maybe now it will be better. Honorable Watson, if you can also explain to us exactly if being in parliament is helping many people in Zimbabwe there, or the economy is making it difficult too.
Sorry, I can't quite follow what you're trying to ask me. If I'm in parliament, does it help people, or is parliament generally helping them?
Yes, generally. I know as lawmakers,
you
do.
It's my opinion. Sorry, I have to always qualify, because I make it sound like it's my opinion that thus far we have failed to do anything. In fact, I was reading something today that said the people in Chimani Mani that were affected by Cyclone Idai are still living.
Yes.
I somehow think that kind of encapsulates the government's failure to really deal with the issues that have happened in the last 2 years. And I don't think we were prepared for COVID. I don't believe governments have done sufficient in the way of social safety nets for people and to assist their ability. Our public health sector was and is in dire straits, and is virtually non-functional. Private barely exists, and is only really provided by council clinics, which were deeply impacted through COVID. So I think we have a lot of issues, and they've got worse, not better.
Okay, yes, keep holding there. We had the doctor, but we lost her again. I'm sure she'll be coming shortly. Over to you, Marvelous.
Aiwa, apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kuna Mudare vekuBulawayo, amai Watson vari kutaura ivo mamiriro akaita zvinhu mudunhu ravo, vachitaura ivo kuti nyaya yemvura, kushayikwa kwemvura ndo zvimwe zviri kunetsa, uyezve vachitaura kuti madzimai pari zvino vari kuwanikwa ivo vane mabasa ekuva vari vadare vakati shomekei. Dr. Gwekwerera, meno mungada kutipo onero yenyu here pane zviri kutaurwa na Honorable Watson? Dr. Gwekwere.
Yes, they said a lot, actually. Yes, can you continue with it?
Dr. Gwekwere, I'm not more good things. Wait.
Yeah. Because it's not muted now.
Aiwa, apo tripezo titione kuti tinzwe maonero adokta Gwekwerera vari kuFlorida panyaya yezva tiri kukurukura ipo pano panyaya yehuwandu kana kuti kuwanikwa kwevamadzimai vari mumaposition kana kuti muzvinzvimbo zvepamusoro nyanya panyaya yevavo vari muparamende nezvimwewo. Dr. Gwekwerere, I don't know if you can hear us.
Right, while you are still trying to fix the audio, we are coming to the end of our show. I hope the doctor will have the chance to say her last words. Mm-hmm. Would you say something in your minute, in a minute or so, Honorable Nicola Watson, on what's going on at your party MDC? Do you say women in leadership position there have managed to get into the leadership positions they are supposed to? Or there's still a struggle on putting women in the forefront?
I would hesitate to comment on things inside the NDC because I'm not a party spokesperson. But I did say that I believe all political parties in Zimbabwe have failed in terms of, well, not failed, but have done insufficient to actually put sufficient women to build them up, actually, to train them and put sufficient women in leadership positions.
Yes, we saw that in Bulawayo, for example. There was a seat left by the late councillor, Mudara, and yes, people felt that a woman should be given that seat, but it wasn't so. Did you as members object, or you said let democracy prevail?
We, actually, as a province, Bulawayo province fought very hard, in fact, for it to be retained as a women's council seat and for only the two women contesting the primary election to contest each other and for no men to do so. But sadly, these things are, as I say, I'm not a party spokesperson, so I can't really comment very much, but they are not necessarily judged by the province.
Yes, and you are saying, but all parties haven't done their 100% best in uplifting women.
It's not just MDC, ZANU-PF are equally unbalanced.
Okay, thank you. Over to you.
Dr. Gwekwerere, I mean, what's my question?
Yes,
pavanenge vachida mapositions. Ndinofunga kuti taifana kuumba sangano kana kuti hameno panopiwa zvidzidzo zvepolitics zvokuti vagone kupresenta nyaya dzavo vachikonvinza vanhu zvakanyatsonaka, nokuti dambudziko randakaona pane zvimwe zvandakamboterera kwaingova kutukana chete.
Mm-hmm.
Kuti sarudzai ini, amai nhingi ipfambi, amai nhingi vakazodai, iwo usingakwanisi kuzvishambadza kuti chaunotipa chii kana tikakuisa pachinzvimbo. Saka tikapagadzira ipapo tobva tazoenda pari practical kwokuti haungozomiri wakuda kusarudzwa. Iko zvino uri kumboitira vanhu vemunharaunda chii? Ndodzidziso yatinofanira kupa madzimai kuti asanoshanda asada kutsvaga rutsigiro.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, time is not on our side. We'd like to thank our guest, Chelesile Nyathi of the Southwestern Region Gender Network, and also the Honorable Nicola Watson, Bulawayo Central Member of Parliament.
And also would like to thank Dr. Gwekwerere coming to us from Florida here in the United States. Thank you for having been our guest today.
Yes, I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga. Have a good night.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye saying let's meet again tomorrow and let's talk Ngati Kurukure.
Bye, thank you.
Bye-bye.